and 30 games being moved from Friday to tonight across the entire state of Texas because of the anticipation of inclement weather, really inclement weather. So 230 games. I don't know that that many would happen if this weren't the final week of the regular season and some playoff spots on the line and all the other kind of stuff. But it is happening. Now, one game that was already scheduled for Thursday is tonight's game at the Kelly Reeves Athletics Complex. Vandergriff against Westwood, and we're pleased to have our weekly conversation brought to you by our good friends at Texas Truck and Trailer with the head coach of the Vandergriff Vipers, Drew Sanders, who I would imagine is very happy it was originally scheduled for Thursday night. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I am. You know, I was excited to see that on the schedule because that just gives us an extra day of prep for playoffs. And I don't mind Thursday games. You know, I kind of grew up as a head coach playing Thursday games a ton in Austin ISD and figured out what a routine looked good and that kind of schedule. And so it's been great for us to play Thursdays.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits kind of outweigh the disadvantage. It's a little bit of a little tighter, prep time on your ramp up to it. But then afterwards, no matter who you play, no matter what the deal is, then you've got that extra day and a chance to get some other work in.
You do. You as a coach have to make sure that you don't overload your kids with, you know, a little less prep time. So your checks and your calls and all the little things that you're going to try to do each week just need to be a little bit dumbed down, and then you'll be fine.
You had a little bit of a rivalry matchup with Vista Ridge last week. Your guys came out on fire, ready to go. They got some early stops and got your offense really in gear. How pleased were you with that 34-0 shutout you had?
You know, it was more difficult, actually, than the final score indicated. Vista Ridge is a much improved program. They played us really well the first quarter. It was 0-0 at the first quarter, and then our offense got on track. They have a good defense. They really do. And fortunately, our defense was able to stop them and early. And then we got 21-0 by half. And so we were able to take advantage of some opportunities we had. And it's always good to beat a rival. You know, it's one of our longest rivals. That and Cedar Park are the only two schools we've played, you know, the whole time we've been in a school. So it was a good victory for sure.
Drew, I know we talked about just defensive philosophy last week, but your defense after that shutout, you're only giving up about a little less than eight points a game this season. And I know you've had good defenses there before, but what's your take just on your defense right now, given that the district you play in, you play teams that can run the football, that have some speed, that play with physicality. Just your take on kind of the progression of your defense through these nine ball games.
Well, I'll tell you, I always expect us to have a solid defense, but I'm surprised myself. You know, we replaced nine starters or eight and a half, however you want to look at it. And so early, like against Dripping Springs, we were just trying to figure ourselves out. Who were our starters? Who, you know, what could people do well and not? You know, with only having spring and then that one scrimmage, we really didn't know. It was funny. I was talking to my staff this summer. I went into a beginning of the year scrimmage without knowing who all 11 of my starters were, to now you kind of have settled into who your guys are and who's rotating in and that kind of stuff. But overall, I've been pleased with our physicality of our defense. I've been pleased with our development in the secondary, where they can run. We really pride ourselves on running multiple things and running multiple things well. And I think they are really smart, and they've done a good job of being, for the most part, where they're supposed to be. And then the biggest thing about playing good defense is you got to play really, really hard. And I think our guys are doing that.
Coach, I wanted to ask about two seniors who aren't like the wide receiver one or running back one, but Reese Trevino at running back, and then Ray Middleton, who had a really nice game last week.
He did. You know, both of those guys, I mean, those kind of guys are just what I think our program is built on. We have a large senior class every year. Every year somebody will ask me how many seniors, and each year we have about 45 seniors. And everybody's like, man, well, next year's going to be rough. I'm like, no, I had 45 the year before that, 44 the year before that, you know. And so we have guys that wait their entire time to get playing time. Either they were backups as juniors on varsity, or they were on JV. And both of those guys now have key roles for us on this year's team. And I think we've just got a great culture of kids knowing they have to wait their turn, and they're okay with that, and they're going to keep developing. And last night we have a bunch. We went 10-0 in our JV A last night again. I think that's our fourth or fifth year in a row we've been 10-0 with our best JV team. And those guys enjoy winning, and then they come up and then help us win the next year on varsity. So I'm proud of Rajon. He had an amazing game, caught two touchdowns. And then Reese has been there anytime we need him all year.
You know, I've always thought that an interesting dynamic, and I asked Coach Salazar about it yesterday as well, the thing about seniors first year on varsity. And I have my own personal experience with my son, because he had just earned as a junior an opportunity to play on varsity, and then had a knee injury in the going into the final practice and before things got going, and then wound up having to recover, had knee surgery and all that kind of stuff, and he had to fight and work hard just to get back to varsity his senior year. But he worked really hard, and what I discovered is that there's a lot of guys that, like you said, waited their turn, understood the dynamic, and didn't give up on it. And they might be a senior and it's their first time on varsity, but they relish the moment and they really work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they actually, they work hard, they get there, and they actually impact the team, whether through their role as encourager or on the field. You know, we have this wall, I've talked about it, I think, one time last year, but we call it True Viper, where we recognize a young man that was on JV as a junior and then an all-district player as a senior. And now we keep count of that, and we've had about 15 to 16 guys in our young history that go from JV to becoming an all-district type player. And so I think that also encourages kids to stick with it, because maybe they can do that.
Visiting with Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, whose Vipers play tonight against Westwood, which you can hear on 101.9 and AM 1260 over at Kelly Reeves tonight.
Drew, let's talk about Westwood. When you watch the film, what stands out to you?
Their running game. You know, that sounds surprising to say that about Westwood, but they typically like to air it out, you know. But they are doing what good staffs and good schools do. They've got their strengths, and they're playing to them. And so they have two really nice running backs. And so they are just feeding them the ball and doing a great job. They have a huge offensive lineman. They kind of run behind him. He also plays some defense. But that is what they're doing well, man. They are running the ball well, tempoing you some. They still have some of their passing game they've always kind of been known for. But that's what I think they're doing well. And then they are improved defensively too. And so they, if you look at all their scores, they've won some district games, but the ones they haven't, they're all close. And so they just are a much improved team.
Drew, coaches quite often say that sometimes it takes some refreshing the dynamic every week to make sure guys stay motivated. Is the message this week about winning an outright district title and going perfect in district play? Because you're going to be the top seed, whether you're coming in the Division I bracket or Division II bracket, going into the playoffs. So what's the message to the guys about what is there tangible to accomplish tonight?
Yeah, I think our message this week is just a perfect level of effort. And that's all we've been talking about all week. And then that will lead to good things for us. I think the guys set the goal in January of being undisputed district champion. They actually set the goal of that. We put it on paper. We post it everywhere so we can know what we're working for. We've shared it the last 2 years, and so they're pretty set on that goal, and they know that Westwood stands in the way, and they're a quality program, and so we're going to have to fight.
Drew, you're going to play either Bowie or Lake Travis in Bi-District next week. Have you had your conversations and our arrangements all set for next week?
Yes, yeah. We get to host either way since we're the higher-ranked team. Now, some of the fans may not know that, but that's a kind of a 6A thing that started about 4 or 5 years ago. And so we'll host. It'll be at Monroe Memorial Stadium, 7 p.m., on November 11th, that Friday. Both coaches have agreed and feel great about that. We've even agreed on ref crew and everything else. So we are ready with both teams. So we're just kind of waiting to see what happens Friday. But first, you know, we got to obviously play our game. But just kind of waiting to see what happens with those three teams.
Nice to have it all wrapped up even before you play your last regular season game, to know that you knew you were going to be playing the bi-district game at home. But no matter who the opponent is, that to have your day and time all set.
Yes, it's great. Everything's organized. The band knows. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that people may not think about that goes along with that, and everybody's excited to be hosting another game. I think we've hosted 4 or 5 years in a row, and it's always fun.
How convenient is it for you then to have your crew ready to be able to scout two teams at the same time, because they're playing one another tomorrow night, since your by-district opponent will be either Bowie or Lake Travis, yeah, and they're playing tomorrow night. How convenient is that?
It's pretty rare. I think it may be one other time that's happened. And so you are burning up the pen on the paper, because you're writing down every single piece of information you can get, because as soon as one's on offense, now here comes the other team on offense or whatever. It's really fun and real hectic, but, you know, we like it like that. So it's two amazing teams, too. Bowie and Lake Travis are great programs.
All right. Hey, Drew, best of luck tonight, and we'll look forward to visiting with you on the eve of the bye district game next week.